Hello, this is Congressman Young. It's my honor to have President Trump on the phone today with us in Alaska with Senator Dan Sullivan. And again, Mr. President, thank you for being the greatest president of all. And I say that because you've done so much for Alaska. I'm excited about it. We're a great team together with Dan Sullivan and yourself and myself. We get things done for America. Mainly we get them done for Alaska because we're still part of America. Sometimes I wonder the way the opposition treats us. But you've been good to us, and I love you for it. Now, at this time, I introduce our great senator, Senator Dan Sullivan. And, Dan, you've been a good partner, a good friend, and also a great senator for Alaska, and we need to keep you there.
Well, Don, thank you, Congressman Young, Dean of the House, who does such a great job for all Alaska. Hello, Alaska. It is great to have the president on the line for this Alaska rally. You know, Mr. President, you ran in 2016 for the same reasons I ran for the Senate in 2014, promising to reverse the policies of Biden, Obama, and Harry Reid that were killing our energy jobs, recklessly cutting our military, and shredding our Second Amendment rights. And here's the thing, we all kept our promises. Working with you and your administration, we have made historic progress for Alaska and America. ANWR, NPRA, rebuilding our military, 218 federal judges to protect our Second Amendment rights, the gift of a road for King Cove and the Tongass, cleaning up our oceans, more law enforcement, not less, and protecting pre-existing conditions. We have to build on this success, and if Biden and Schumer get control of the White House and Senate, all of this will be lost. They will enact their anti-Alaska agenda, and we cannot let that happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, with so much at stake in this election, it is my honor to introduce to all of Alaska, to all of you, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, thank you, Dan, and thank you, Don, two tremendous people. I wouldn't be doing this on a Sunday night in a very busy season unless these were two very special people, and they are, and they represent our country well, and they represent Alaska so well, and I want to thank everybody because I've been treated so well in Alaska. You know, my grandfather spent a lot of time, as some people know, in Alaska, a lot of time. And I don't know, it's just a special place to me for maybe that reason. But I just want to talk with you about the fact that this is a very critical decision facing voters because this is a very, very important election. Hey, operator, yes. Hello, operator.
We're good.
Are we okay? We'll keep going? Okay. Yeah. Well, they had a little technical difficulty like happens in life, but this is the most important election in the history of our country, and I need every patriot in Alaska to get out and vote for Senator Dan Sullivan, respected by all, and Congressman Don Young, who's the dean. We call him the dean in Washington. And when I have a question and anything having to do with the House, I call Don Young. There's nobody that knows it like him. So you can return your absentee ballot today, or you can go and vote early in person. And just like I did today, I went and voted personally. I voted where I went to the booth. I like going to the booth. Senator Dan Sullivan is a champion, absolute champion for our America First agenda. He shares my unbreakable commitment to strengthening our military and defending our nation's energy independence. And he's calling all the time wanting support for Alaska. And I don't mind taking his call at all. And it has a big impact. In Washington, Dan Sullivan will support our police, safeguard your Social Security, uphold our very, very important Second Amendment, which, by the way, is in siege. Without people like this, it would be not around very long, and I'll add myself into that group. Secure our borders, defeat the virus. We are doing tremendously. We're rounding the turn. The as you know, the vaccines are coming, the therapeutics. I'm an example of the therapeutics. It was in and out, and also of rebuilding our economy, which is setting records. We're going to set new records with it. We already are in terms of coming back. Dan Sullivan has worked in the Senate to expand and enhance the United States military. He made sure that our men and women in uniform have the best equipment, ammunition, and technology anywhere in the world. And my friend, Congressman Don Young, has been a champion for the great state of Alaska for decades, probably just about the most respected you can be. There's nobody in Washington, frankly, that's more respected than Don. He's the longest serving Republican representative in American history. And yet he looks like a young man. I saw him recently. He's like, I say, Don, explain how you do it. And he's highly respected as the Dean of the House, because the Dean of the House is a title given to few people. And few have done as much for the state as Don has done for Alaska. And almost 50 years in Congress, it's incredible. We got to keep that going. That's an important record. Let's keep it going. In Washington, he'll protect your Second Amendment, very importantly, defend Medicare and Social Security, stand up to China, bring back jobs to the United States, all the things that I'm working on, and we need him, and defend our energy independence. Dan Sullivan and Don Young were both incredible advocates for the opening up of ANWR. Everyone said to me, you're wasting your time. It won't happen. Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. Nobody could do it for many, many decades. And we did it. We got it done. And these two gentlemen got it done with me. This will bring countless good-paying jobs to Alaska and will help secure American energy. It will be something like probably it could be the biggest anywhere in the world, but it'll help secure energy independence. And we secured $530 million for the United States seafood industry to protect Alaska fishermen and trade retaliation. And you know all about that. And the two gentlemen that we're talking about that we all love so much because they're just special, they were the ones that got it done. The Democrats running against Dan and Don pretend to be moderates, but they're nothing more than puppets of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden's radical left party. They are not good. They don't have our values. They are not good. Their opponents, Al Gross and Galvin, both donated to Hillary Clinton, and they were big supporters of Hillary Clinton in the Washington swamp. Al Gross and Galvin, and I guess it's Alise, I don't know her. The fact is that why would I know her? It does nothing. Both want to pack the Supreme Court with radical left justices, take away your guns, empower violent mobs. And you see that with the anarchists. And by the way, in Republican-run states, they're doing better than ever. It's the Democrats or the radical left in all cases, whether it's Chicago, New York, Portland. You can look at Baltimore. You can look at any other place. And they want to shield deadly criminals and terrorists with sanctuary cities. Al Gross supports Kamala Harris's Green New Deal, one of the worst things. I would normally say not to be taken seriously, but they take it seriously, and would shut down ANWR. With all the work we did, all the years that have spent trying to get it, the fact that you're ready to go with it, and they would shut it down. He'd support Joe Biden's radical plan to destroy millions of oil jobs, gas jobs. You have something, you're sitting on something that few people in the world could even think of, and they want to close it down. They would close down ANWR and all the other things that we've gotten approved for Alaska. Al Gross also supports the disastrous government takeover of healthcare known as socialized medicine, because that's what it is. So Alaska, we need Dan Sullivan in the Senate. We need Don Young in Congress fighting for our police, fighting for our safety, our jobs, our borders, and our God-given rights to keep and bear arms. So go out and vote. And again, I wouldn't make this call. These are two really special people. They're two special men. They love Alaska. They love our country. I hope you can go out and vote for them. Give them a big, big vote, because there's nobody that I trust. There is nobody that I rely on more than these two men. So go out and do it. And thank you all very much. And I'll hand it back to the two gentlemen that we respect so much. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Dan and Don. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you again for the great partnership with Alaska and all the things we're getting done. Huge.
My honor. My honor. Thanks.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining this event to affirm your support of the President and Sullivan Young. Press 1. If you are able to contribute $20 for this critical 2020 race, press 2. If you can volunteer your time to help our campaign win this district, press 3. Once again, to affirm your support for the president and Sullivan Young, press 1. If you are able to contribute $20 for this crucial 2020 race, press 2. If you can volunteer your time to help our campaign,
your response has been registered.
Press 3. Thank you for your time. This now concludes our event.
Your response has been registered. The event has ended.